Adel Kozelski, joining us as she does every Thursday at this time. Good morning, Adel. Chodesh Tov, how are you doing?
Chodesh Tov. The plot thickens, hey?
It absolutely does. Let's talk about the Abraham Accords.
Well, look, in Torah we say that the end is embedded in the beginning and the beginning in the end. And basically the world is in an infinite loop. We're going to revert back, and there's a lot of things that have happened in history that are happening now. Now, if you go back in history down to our forefather Abraham, before he brought unity to the world, there existed a king called Nimrod. Nimrod comes from the word rebellious. And basically Nimrod and the society then decided to build a big tower. Okay. And what they were trying to do is they were trying to wage war against heaven. They decided to come in a spirit of unity and overtake the world and, take charge of what they believed to be very, very important. And what actually happened once Abraham came onto the scene, the Tower of Babel, the famous Babel Tower, and Nimrod, they all crumbled and fell. And then Abraham started to bring to the world the idea of unity of God and of the idea that all people must live in peace and harmony. Now, we know that Abraham had a son called Ishmael, who the Arab world now is descended from, and his grandson, Esav, that was the child of Yitzchak, also went out and formed most of the Gentile world, particularly the Christian world, and the world of Edom. Now, what we are really, really seeing is that we're seeing these two forces back in the world today. We've got the one side of the world that is talking about globalism, about climate change. Everybody is like kind of like talking in a spirit of unity, but it's more to those that are very, very astute. You're hearing control. You're hearing that, you know, martial law. You're hearing that that governments are going to be taking over your lives, et cetera, et cetera. You've got that area, and you've got the area of Nimrod that has been very negative and in the time of Bible brought a lot of negativity to the world as we have now. And then we have the people of Abraham, the Jewish people who believe in the unity of God and peace of brotherhood. And now what we are seeing is that the son and grandson of Abraham, the Ishmaelites, the Arab nation, and the Christian world are actually doing what Ishmael and Esav did in biblical times, and that is at the end of times, meaning at the end of the time of Abraham, they actually made peace. Ishmael repented and became righteous, we are told in the Midrash, before Abraham passed away.
Yeah.
And when Jacob was going back to Israel, Esau, Esav, his brother, which he thought was going to come war at him, said, no, come, let's go live in peace. Mm. So we're actually seeing these two forces playing out now, and I think the Abraham Accords is a piece in this puzzle, that there's coming the sense that we can live as human beings, all of us, Jew and non-Jew alike, in peace, peaceful peace, not land for peace, but peaceful peace.
Absolutely. And so interesting
You know, that tension is playing out unbelievably on the world arena, I think.
Yeah, what was so interesting was, and I found it fascinating, I wasn't fully aware of the circle that you've spoken about. And I think I read it in one of Rabbi Sachs's books, where he speaks about Ishmael and Yitzchak standing side by side at Abraham's funeral. In other words, that they had actually reconciled. And I was an adult when I read this, and I thought to myself, it's quite strange that this isn't very much more part of the narrative. You know, we've spent so much of our lives thinking that things are remained divisive, but actually the circle that you're speaking about and that we're seeing playing out today again, and of course looking at the UAE and looking at this situation is absolutely remarkable and inspiring, and we just need to look at our own history to see that this has happened before.
Yeah. So, you know, if we start seeing this accord get momentum, and we start seeing the Saudis and Oman and all of these people, you know, joining in, then what we're really going to see is a more fractious world, where it's either or. You're going, like, the lines of good and bad are going to be far more clearer in our, in, you know, in our minds, as opposed to being pretty wishy-washy, which it has, you know, in everything good there was bad, and in everything bad there was good. That's part of the reality we lived before COVID-19, and I think COVID-19, for whatever it does, it, as I said, the Minister of Education, it's really, really separating it, and I believe we are going to see the triumph of good. The majority of the world, the people who believe in morality, in integrity, in human rights, in the right for every person to be recognized in the image of God, we are going to triumph. And this globalism and, you know, one government concept is going to fall away, because Nimrod and the Tower of Babel didn't work clearly.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. What was also interesting was I chatted on Friday, when this news came about, with Ross Creel, who's one of the heads of the Jewish community in Dubai, and he said, you know, there's something, you know, the center that they're building in Dubai that'll house the shul is called the Abrahamic Center. He says there's so much of that still living there.
Yeah, and isn't, and I won't say ironic or coincidental, because I don't believe in either. I believe in divine providence, that this entire pact is called the Abraham Protocols. Like, why choose that name? You could have chosen, you could have called it, like, you know, the Trump deal. I don't know what you would have wanted to call it, but I think that, you know, that is a very, very clear message to us, that, you know, peace is viable. And I think last week also in the news, the Lebanese Prime Minister came out and he said, you know, he would sit and he would consider making peace. He's just under the heavy arm of Hezbollah and all, you know, all their bad ideas that that he's being forced. But I think that the majority of the world wants this.
Absolutely right. Firmly believe that that is the case. The majority of the world indeed does want this situation. Adel Kozelski, thank you as always.